All righty.
Our next presenter is Mr. Victor Gill. Vic's a senior product manager of cloud solutions at Master Control. His mission is to make a difference and have fun. His professional life is centered on contributing to something substantial and being a team member that always goes above and beyond expectations. Competing at a high level and continually improving himself and those around him truly brings him joy. His expertise includes product management, brand management, pragmatic marketing, project management, and process analysis. Prior to serving as Master Control Senior Product Manager of Cloud Solutions, Victor worked at Faraday Systems as founder and VP of Product and Strategy. Before that, he was Senior Product Manager at Arena Solutions, and earlier he served as Senior Business Systems Coordinator at Delta Valve. Please welcome Victor Gill to Cloud Computing West 2013.
So just by show of hands, can I get an idea of how many cloud service providers we have in the audience? And then cloud, I'm assuming it's in some way we're all cloud consumers, but someone that's not a service provider, just pure cloud consumer, raise a hand. One. An analyst? Any analysts? Okay. As a product manager, I always have to ask about analysts, so that way I can really let the kimono be open and talk about everything. So I actually just threw a slide into this presentation earlier this morning, and the reason I did that was I came off the airplane, I was coming into town, and I come to Vegas several times a year, I don't live too far away, and it just amazes me at how big and awesome this has just come out of the desert. And I'm going to piggyback a lot on what Tom and Jason have talked about, and also Gary and Reza, what they mentioned. But when I look at all these lights and all this stuff going on, one of the things that I see is really, really sophisticated data analysis. And I see that in mailers. So I'm a player at the Aria, and if I haven't been there in a while, they'll email me and say, hey, come out. And then other like really, really weird things happen. My wife, she's big into playing slots. And she'll play and play and play, and then she'll lose. And after a sufficient amount of loss, I'll get an email saying, hey, you got a free play. And at some point it perplexed me, but then at some point I realized, you know what, these guys are using data analysis, and really this whole city is running on data analysis and beating the odds. So I think it was somewhere in the 30s that gambling was legalized here in Nevada. So in 8 decades, we've basically seen this thing come out from the desert, and we saw data analysis and big data and complex data comprehension. And the one thing that we've seen in Las Vegas is when you have a sufficient number of transactions, and that's what Vegas is betting on, is they get a sufficient number of transactions, it's gonna be very hard to beat the odds. Also, just even in room rate calculation, they're monitoring seasonality, who's showing up when, who's leaving when. And then also the whole system end-to-end, data aggregation, analysis, and action. So I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit about myself, what I'm interested in. I love these events because they're a great opportunity to network. I love pragmatic marketing, Six Sigma tech, brand management. You guys want to chat about any of those things, come grab me. I'd love to chat with you. I'm also adjunct faculty at the University of Utah. So any Pac-12 or University of Utah fans, go Utes. And I also am a mentor at the Spark Foundry. Talked a little bit about my experience, talked a little bit about the industries I've been in. But I work for Master Control, who happens to run their cloud product in ViaWest data centers. So go Synergy, right? What Master Control does is we create the world's best QMS software. Basically, our software enables life science companies to do audit management, document management, revision control, risk, governance, and compliance. So Master Control had been in the business of distributing the world's best QMS system for about 20 years, and they recently grabbed me to figure out how to do that within the cloud. So it's a really, really interesting use case because we're pivoting from being a on-premise company, someone that traditionally delivers on-premise product, to being a company with a hosted offering, with a cloud offering. And with that, we see some really interesting things. So I mentioned I'm a teacher at the University of Utah. So one of the things I do, because I get big classrooms, and a lot of people are timid to ask questions, is I put up a phone number. And the phone number is typically connected to Google Voice, so I can see messages come up. But I will get these on my handheld. So if you guys have questions, comments, thoughts, ping me on this number, and it's also located in the bottom corner of your screen. I'll see a message over here, and then we can have a little bit more of a collaborative discussion. I think in terms of covering the bases on data analysis and big data, we've done a really thorough job there, but I'd really like to start a discussion and get the group integrated and talking about, you know, what are your guys' challenges, what do you see? The one thing that I have a data point on this is every time I do this for my first lecture, inevitably people send me swear words just because they think it's funny, and I also do think it's hilarious, but I have your phone number, so if you're gonna send me a swear word or something hilarious, just know that I have your number. But please do text me in a question, comment. And also, since we're doing a cloud presentation, I figured I'd use a cloud tool. If any of you guys get motion sickness, I apologize. It's just the tool I chose to use. So really what we're gonna cover today is analytic programs, scope, flavors, and how the cloud's gonna impact these programs. So I guess just starting out, this is basically the general model when Master Control looks at data analysis is online transaction processing, extraction, transformation, loading, or indexing. And those are not the same things, those are two different technologies, going into an analytics processing system and visualization. So when we think about online transactions processing, the world's really, really gotten interesting. So as a product manager, a relatively young product manager, one of the things that I've experienced in my career from having deployed business systems to now creating business systems is people's expectations of how these systems should work have completely changed. How many people here have LinkedIn? How many people check how many people have viewed their profile or any of the kind of statistics that are just free there? So people check occasionally. It blows my mind that there's so many people so geographically dispersed, and LinkedIn can just present you this data, and they're doing it basically for free. Right? The revenue model doesn't come from you accessing the site, it comes from somewhere else. But the thing about that is it changes expectations. So for me as an enterprise software provider, I have all these users that are using LinkedIn and they're saying, hey, I can log into LinkedIn for free, I can log into Amex, I can log into Facebook, Twitter, my bank account. I get great analytics, they happen perfectly every single time, and I don't need to call anyone for support. I'm not paying for that. Why doesn't my enterprise level solution provide me the same kind of functionality with my data? And it's a really interesting scenario to be in as someone that is a transaction processing company. So the other component of it is how do you get that data out? So Master Control has really, really wonderful data. We've, you know, grabbed this stuff, churned it out, and I'll share an anecdote that I thought was interesting. So being a product manager, one of the things that we look at is product performance and how exactly are our products doing so we can make our investment decisions. And because our business model was basically deploying data on-premise or deploying our systems on-premise, we didn't have a really good bead on what our customers were doing, how they were using our system. So we would use measures like this. How many people showed up to the risk training? Based on how many people showed up to the risk training for the risk product that we'd sell, sort of extrapolate, well, there's more people that got training, which means there's more people using it, which means that we should maybe double down the investment on expanding that product. And that's such a horrible way of making product investment decisions. So, you know, extracting, transforming, loading your data. That's a really interesting process just from a pure sociological standpoint of, we're trying to extract, transform, and load our training data and make business decisions based on it. And then we, at some point, were using ourselves as the analytic processing system. So we were saying, all right, well, based on this data, what does that mean? And how are we going to act on it? And then we would try to put it into visualizations. The really cool thing about where big data is going, where transaction processing systems are going, is all the way back here, this data is becoming more and more and more widely available, meaning that it's being opened up by APIs, it's being open sourced, it's being made available by government agencies. So getting to this data so you can do the rest of this thing is getting easier and easier. So as a service provider, one of the things that you really ought to be thinking about is, where's my data? How does it exist? And how can I get to this point of actually having visualized information? And I think it was Gary used a really, really good continuum. You have data, you have information, knowledge, and wisdom. So how can I get that visualized so people can understand it and act on it? Well, there's really two audiences, particularly when Master Control thinks about data analysis, that we really focus on. One is for our customers. So our customers will come back and say, hey, we have all of this really, really wonderful transactional data, but we need some actionable insight. We need to be able to do something with this data. So these are the kinds of things we've been hearing for our customers. Give me my data. So in our hosted environment, constantly being asked, hey, I need access to my data. I need a way to grab my data and put it through OBIEE, put it through any number of burst, KISS metrics, any number of these visualization and OLAP engines. They're saying, give me my data. And if you're a service provider that's coming in and offering a cloud solution, this is one of the things that you really need to be thinking about, is how are you going to expose your data? Are you going to expose it? If you're not, how are you going to manage those objections and have those conversations? Another one that I thought was really cool, so I'm an Amex card user, and like I said, it blows my mind. I can go into my Amex account and I can see by merchant how much I've spent in a month, in a year, over the last few years. And this is the expectation the end users of a lot of business systems are starting to push towards, because the B2C market is delivering this data and they're delivering the visualizations. So if you're generating enterprise software and you're not doing something similar to this, you're a little bit behind the pace. Just the normal questions. What's the trend? What went wrong? Managing by exception, understanding, here's my tolerances for this data limit. What went wrong? How can I react to it? So that's what we see when we look at our customers. So our customers are coming back to us and saying, hey, we need data analysis and we need a way to take action with that data. But internally, we have to look at data analysis as well. So when we were an on-premise software provider, and we still are, we didn't really have access to our customers' data. And we didn't have access to their transactional information. Being in a cloud environment, we do have access to that data. So when we think about data analysis, we're always thinking about it in two steps. What are we going to provide our customers with? And then what are we going to do with the data that we have to take action on it? So I'm a really, really big fan of minimum viable product and lean development. Basically, the idea is put something out, test the market, see how the market reacts, and pivot. Well, if you don't have your measures defined up front, if you don't have the data collection mechanism, the transformation and load mechanism, the analytics engine, and possibly the visualization, that is a very, very difficult thing to do, because what it turns into is, rather than minimum viable product being driven by data, it's driven by conjecture. It's driven by hypotheses that are founded in, hey, this is what I think happened. So if you're going to be following this minimum viable product strategy, you really, really need to make an investment into data analysis. And a really, really wonderful book about this is In the Plex. I don't know if anybody's read that here. It's a book on Google and basically how their product management team sort of coalesced and the emphasis that they put on data capture. One thing that is really, really critical to keep in mind if you're doing data analysis, especially with sensitive customers. So we deal with a lot of HIPAA, FDA regulated customers, CLIA, GAP, license agreement. Our service level agreement makes sure that, hey, you know what, any data we look at is all going to be aggregated. There's not going to be any records striped by customer. And that's one of the things that's really important to consider as well is if you're looking at doing data analysis internally, you need to be transparent. You need to tell your customer about it. You need to know when to double down, when to fold. Also, you need to know what patterns to ignore. And one of the other things that I would advocate is logs and databases really are your friend. A lot of people, I don't think, invest heavily enough in their logging. Some of the times when you come in and you'll say, all right, I got this minimum viable product, I have this idea, I want to push this to market, you're not going to know what key measures are going to drive product decision making a year from now. And because of that, you may want to invest in logs and databases up front. So I'm going to try to fly through the rest of this. I just have a few minutes left. So at Master Control, when we look at data, we look at it really in four flavors. We have descriptive data, trended data, actionable or exception data, and predictive. Descriptive data is give me a histogram, give me an average, give me a count, give me a sum. I need a report. Right? So a lot of systems have been providing descriptive data, which is great, and it does help with business decision making. One of the things that you want to be able to see is take that descriptive data and trend it. So one of the metrics that we follow is who's using what browser what month, right? Well, one way of doing that is we take that database and we just keep adding more and more records. The other thing that we do is we take that count or that sum and then we put that in a second database. So we're databasing aggregates from our transactional database. What this allows us to do is very quickly see trended data. The other one is action and exception. So beyond seeing just trends, you may need to see, hey, is my server load too high? Is my database not performing? So on and so forth. Is my quantity too low? So you put limits and thresholds, you get alerts, you react to them. And then sort of this is, I don't know, the holy grail, but this is what you want to maybe be pushing towards is predictive analytics. So based on the trends, based on an algorithm, based on data converged from multiple sources, what would you recommend that I do, computer? And that's a really wonderful thing to be able to do. And you see it just outside of consumer applications. You actually see that as Monte Carlo simulations and financial books. You see that in inventory management systems. Hey, this region selling red t-shirts really well. Move your inventory from here to here. And this is a higher level of investment. So I guess going back a step, when you look at that continuum, greater investment, more complexity, but greater value. So one that I added in is also cloud mashups. So one of the projects that I've worked on in the past is integrating our transactional system with another service provider's data. What this allowed us to do is when a purchaser is making a purchasing decision, they'd go out and query electronic component distributors, and we'd actually be able to tell the person within our system what are the inventories available to buy this product. So how does the cloud impact this? Well, number one, we have improved access to the data. This is great for Master Control as we pivot from being on-premise to a cloud solution provider. One of the challenges is you have massively geographically distributed data sets. So terms of art, think about sharding, horizontal partitioning. How are you going to tackle this, huge data set across the globe? And then, of course, speed, security, and cost. As you guys are making your investments into your data model and your analysis model, how are you actually going to make that happen safely, quickly, and affordably? So how do you get it right? If you're not sure, store. So if you don't have a great analytics platform or roadmap, just start logging, just start databasing, grab all the data that you can. Eventually you'll be able to do something with it. We talked about all these examples where there's these great big data sets, but I see for a lot of smaller enterprise companies that they're not doing the first step, which is actually storing the data so it can be analyzed and then potentially outsourced. So we got this chart from Gartner. It's a really great chart in terms of partners that would allow you to take that data and do something with it. One thing that you don't see is you don't see a whole lot of visionaries in this industry. So there's a market opportunity there. But there's certainly a lot of players. There's certainly a lot of bandwidth around this. So that's the general presentation. I didn't get any messages in. I'm a little disappointed, but not heartbroken. But yeah, that's analytic programs, big data in the cloud.
Hey, thanks a lot. That was great.